Get Up with Josiah and Herbie. On Hit 96.9.
That's us for another day, another show done. Thanks for downloading, guys. You're about to listen to about half an hour of the best time of your life.
Look, we did have to focus a lot of the show around coronavirus. We got Lexi from Channel 9 to give us a little bit of an update on what's happening locally. What events have you had to cancel due to the coronavirus? It's all in there.
Yeah, plus we had Connie from Married at First Sight. That was a ripper of an interview, wasn't it?
She let loose. There is some juicy goss in there.
Plus, I gave us our top five things that are going on in the world other than coronavirus. Who would have known?
There's other stuff happening. And we brought back our everyone's favourite game, What's Your Occupation?
It went off. The phone's going to melt down when we do this. Some great calls in there. So enjoy the podcast. And again, thanks for downloading. We love you more than you love us.
Get Up with Josiah and Herbie on Hit 96.9.
There's something that I read over the weekend that really sort of unsettled me a bit because it happened to my friend. And I know my friend's a strong person, but no matter who you are, I think in this situation, it could put you down. So before I moved here to the Goulburn Valley just a few weeks ago, I was living in Wagga in the Riverina. And one of my friends there, she's a gorgeous, gorgeous girl, Holly Conroy, she created the very first Wagga's Mardi Gras.
It's massive there, isn't it?
Massive. Well, it happened last year. No one knew how big it was going to be and ended up blowing up. 10 to 15,000 people rocked up. And it was supposed to be on the weekend, but it had to be cancelled due to the coronavirus. Now, they've got the Wagga Mardi Gras Facebook page, which there's so many pages out there across the Goulburn Valley as well for different events where anyone can post on those events. Now, I was just following it because it pops up in your feed, and I saw that one guy sent a message that is just horrible. So what he said is, "Ew, that's it. Gonna avoid Wagga like it's the coronavirus. Hope at least a few of those gets run over in that stupid parade."
Oh, why do people bother?
I read it and I felt so many different emotions. My heart broke because I thought that's going to really hurt not just her, but a lot of people in that community that are looking forward to this event. But also, why do you have that need to go on there and say that? This person's name was on there. I won't say their name. But then what I did do is it led me to clicking on their profile.
Do you think that's what they want, though? Are they trying to get people? Do they want that reaction, or are they just wasting their own time, or they're just proper angry people?
I think they do look for a reaction, but it's what, after clicking on this person's profile, I saw that shook me even more. So that's a horrible thing to say. That's having a go at someone that, from the comment, looks like you don't even know the person, to be honest. And so after clicking on his profile, I noticed that his most recent status update was him donating to a fundraiser for suicide prevention.
Which is a great cause.
Amazing cause. But then for him to be donating to that cause to try and prevent suicide, but then to go and blast someone that we know you could be putting someone down and that could lead to them doing something drastic like taking their own life.
Oh, it's hypocritical, isn't it? And stupid. Some people don't think before they type, do they?
At all. Like, I do not understand it. I think it's horrible. I think especially in this day and age, we need to be so careful when we're online, especially for the young generation. Like, kids in school these days, I don't know if I could grow up being in school these days with social media and everything going on, because you don't know what's going on in someone's home life behind closed doors. They could come to school, be the happiest person. They could get home, it couldn't be the greatest place, and then they get online and someone attacks them, and that could be it. That could be the one thing, your one comment that you say to them could push them over the edge.
Yeah, and we're a lot more accessible these days with social media. Anyone can contact anyone, whereas back when we were at school and stuff, you either copped in the schoolyard or not at all, because you weren't contactable after that.
Now, lucky for my friend Holly, she's got very, very thick skin and she's used to this abuse, unfortunately, so she can handle it. But she's a voice for those people, especially the younger generation in the LGBTIQ community. And a lot of people have spoken up and said, if it wasn't for you standing up for yourself, we wouldn't be here today. So from this sort of sharing this story, I was hoping to just get the message out there to really think before you do post anything online, because it's horrible to read that and it's not personally to me, But for her, I don't know how she's handling that. But I know that's just like one little incident. It's one of many that affects so many people, especially here in the Goulburn Valley.
Oh, big time. And you see it on Facebook and stuff when you're clicking through comments all the time, people saying stuff to each other. And you're like, what? First of all, who has the time?
Yeah.
Second of all, why bother? You just have to have a quick look on Instagram, Facebook for it. Guys, mind your own business.
And you're entitled to your own opinion. I get that. But you don't need to share it.
That's it.
You don't need to share it. Keep it with yourself. You don't need to personally attack people, especially when you don't know them. There's no point to do that.
Yeah, think before you type today, guys. Important message. Well said, Herbs.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie on Hit 96.9.
Herbie, there's a lot going on in the world at the moment, and obviously everything that everyone's talking about, it's on everyone's lips, is the coronavirus.
Yes.
And you and I, when you go to talk about, do a radio show every day, we're like, what can we talk about that isn't coronavirus related? There's nothing out there, really.
Well, it's hard to find because any website you go to, the articles are all about coronavirus and all different views and takes of it, but it's sort of hard to find else what else is going on in the world.
Well, it's funny you say that because old Uncle Josiah has done some research and there is actually quite a lot happening in the world at the moment. So I've compiled the top five things that are happening in the world not related to coronavirus for all those that care.
I get excited about your top five, but I also get nervous sometimes.
I've been very careful with what I've picked. Number five, Herbie. Did you know this is actually out of control? There's a plague of locusts. They're about to tear through the whole continent of Africa like the biblical times.
No.
Yeah, they're panicking over their big time.
I wouldn't want that at all.
So I know coronavirus is scary here, but imagine if we had coronavirus as well as a plague of locusts.
Jeepers. I know it's bad. I'd nearly take coronavirus because you're self-quarantined in a house for 14 days. Why, the locusts are everywhere.
I know.
That makes me feel a bit... Ugh.
I know, that would affect businesses in a whole nother way. Number four, we've spoken about this last week on the show, the oil price war between Russia and Saudi Arabia. It continues to grow. Those two are at the brink of war.
Which is good for us in a way that petrol prices seem to be dropping.
I'm still waiting for them to go down to a dollar a litre.
I wanted them to go under. Oh. Imagine that.
Well, you'd think we need something in these tough times. I know we've got coronavirus out there. Drop your prices.
We need some hope.
Number three, don't mean to panic, everyone. There's an asteroid that is one of the biggest of all time. It's about to fly past Earth, could enter the atmosphere.
Really? Whereabouts?
Everywhere. We're all going to die.
Oh.
No, I'm joking.
Okay.
You hear this all the time. How often do you hear asteroids about to come into the Earth? They never do. They always end up being like the size of a tennis ball by the time they hit the Earth.
Which is true.
Fingers crossed there. Number two, this is quite cool. A dinosaur, brand new species of dinosaur, has been found the size of a hummingbird.
Wow.
Unbelievable.
Do you get around dinosaurs?
Oh, I love them.
Fascinated?
Love them. My seventh birthday was a dinosaur themed.
Really? What dinosaur did you go as?
Well, my sister's name is Bronte, so we'd always have the Brontosaurus on the cake to make her happy as
even
well.
Even though it was your birthday?
Yeah, I'm
Josiahsaurus Rex.
I'm a giving guy. It might be my birthday, but I make it about other people.
No, you don't.
You know
it was forced upon you because it was your show for the whole year.
Because she didn't want to cry. No, it was a chocolate mug cake, and we had dinosaurs, like those little fake ones, on the cake, and Mum put parsley as trees because she knows it's my favourite herb.
Cute. Land Before Time, great film.
Oh, brilliant film.
I haven't seen that in years.
Number one thing that is going on around the world not related to coronavirus, I couldn't believe it when I read this, Vladimir Putin, the president of Russia. Obviously, we know he's a bit of a
he's a bad boy.
He's a bad guy. He's famous for his shirtless calendars riding horses.
He's famous for being mates with Trump and meddling in that little presidential campaign.
Well, 1 minute they hate each other, the next they don't. You're not going to believe this. He's just been sworn in as president. All right, we're in 2020.
Yep.
Till 2036.
No! Who's doing that?
He does what he wants, that guy.
Dude, that's 16 years away. He's 67.
They can't get rid of him for 16 years.
He's
going to
be 83.
Unless he dies.
83, and he's going to be there. Surely not.
Putin is here to stay, guys. So that's your top five biggest things happening in the world not related to coronavirus. Don't go anywhere, though. We'll probably speak more about the coronavirus next.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
Coronavirus is affecting a lot of people around the world, not just here in Australia, but worldwide. And the further it's gone on, we know it's affecting people in bigger ways with cancellations to so many events, to plans. Just yesterday, AFL, huge, huge news that they're cutting the season down to 17 rounds. There's doubt whether round one this weekend will go ahead, but we do know it's just a 17-round season. So every team will play each other once. There's no extra games. A little bit sad, but at least we know that they're still aiming to get that full season.
It's just what they want. Happen. I just can't see it happening because as soon as one player or official or, you know, someone coaching staff gets it, gets contracted by the virus, I can see the whole thing just stopping altogether.
But we've got 6 weeks up our sleeve that they can play with. So they said if they need to play until, they said, Gil McLachlan said if they need to play till Christmas, they'll do it. Which will be interesting to see because, you know, the weather heats up and not many players playing that heat.
Well, that's the thing. Like Rugby League are saying the same thing, but they're going to push it to night, like later night games, which makes sense. I'd say the AFL will do the same.
You'd think NRL would follow suit.
You'd think so as well. I watched one of the footy shows on Fox Sports, NRL 360 last night. They were saying that they're going to wait. They're literally just playing the waiting game. They're taking every day as it comes, so who knows?
My dad's a local footy coach in Melbourne, and he's been to that many meetings, and seasons have been pushed back, and he's in the Southern Football League, and he believes that one's getting pushed back as well.
Well, for all our local
domino
leagues,
yeah,
our local leagues as well. We're going to have a couple of people on the show later this week to say what's in store locally here as well,
which is crazy. Now, for me, I'm pretty lucky. I've got nothing that's been cancelled. I was lucky to get to London earlier in the year, so I don't have to worry about it. But my whole family's sort of affected. My brother's in New York at the moment. They're in lockdown, so they've got a curfew at 10 p.m. they've got to be in. His gym's closed. Everything's closed. My other brother's going to Europe. He's doing that Greece trip. That one's getting cancelled. Oh. He just got 2 months put off work because he works for setting up festivals. Cancelled. Mum and Dad were going to Ireland and Scotland. They believe they're pushing to the end, but they reckon that's going to be cancelled. And my brother's moving to London. Believes that could be cancelled too.
Yeah, that's his whole life though. Like he's literally planned, he's quit work, he's moving overseas to start a new job.
So he might be a bit of a different one where he goes and then we'll have to be quarantined. But that's, everyone's playing it by ear, but it's affecting so many people and there's so many plans. Just yesterday, you and I were talking about weddings.
Well, my best mate's getting married in September. I know it's a while away. Who knows? Even though you presume it's going ahead, that's in Bali, I should say. You don't know if this is going to continue until the end of the year, if it's all going to be all over in 2 months.
And more so on the weddings, if your guest list more than 500, what are you doing?
Yeah,
you're cancelling it at the moment. It's very interesting. We know it's affecting so many people.
A lot of Italian weddings have been cancelled. They're all over 500.
Which is, it's sad. It is very sad. So we did want to throw it out to you guys this morning on 13, 12, 16 so you can inform us on what events have been cancelled or you've had to cancel so we can get a better understanding of just how this is affecting our community.
Katrina's called through from Yarrawonga. What have you had to cancel?
I've got a small business. So I've got a face painting business. And yesterday I've had 4 massive gigs coming up over Easter. It's obviously a busy time for me. Cancel out on me. So it's starting to take effect and it's, ouch.
How do you plan around that, Katrina? Is there any, like, do you sit down with yourself and go, what can I do here? Because is there anything you can do?
Not really, no, because obviously it's going to be big events that, you know, I go to. So we're trying, a few people are just playing it by ear at the moment, but they're looking to cancel as well just because, you know, the government's saying no mass groups. So, there's not much I can do.
In what you're doing, have you had anyone from up above advise you that maybe, say, in 3 months' time it'll be okay and you can start booking events again or just nothing?
Nothing. No, obviously because I'm a sole trader and, I'm just a one-man band. But I cover health regulations anyway, you know, making sure anyone looks sick at this point. I'm not going to face paint them or anything. So just have to cover all bases because I don't want to spread it as well, you know.
Crazy times, isn't it, Katrina? We did have the MP for Euroa, the Nationals Deputy Leader, Steph Ryan, on earlier, and she said people like yourself, make sure you check in the official website and also Centrelink as well because you may be up for payments that you're not aware of because you are a sole trader as well, so make sure you do that.
Yeah, I definitely will. I'm taking notes of the gigs I've lost out on, so I will be losing out on, so yeah, definitely got to get on top of that, so...
Well, we know, Katrina, it's going to be a tough time ahead for you and a lot of other people in the Goulburn Valley. So we wish you the best and we can get through this together.
Thank you very much. And everyone out there, good luck.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie on Hit 96.9.
And it is everyone's favourite game. What's your occupation?
Yeah, it's gone off. The phones go nuts. We've got a couple of Dazzler's car wash vouchers up for grabs.
It's a simple game. You call up, you let us know your car, we guess your occupation. If we don't guess it, well, you win. If we guess it, We win. And you guessed it correct last week, Josiah.
I nailed it. Let's see if we can go 2 for 2 this week. Nick's in Cobram, mate. What car do you drive?
Ford Ranger.
Ooh, what colour, mate?
White.
And is that bad boy new? What year is it?
Last year, 2019.
Jeez.
Brand new. So you're doing all right for yourself. Ooh. Nick, I'm going to say you're up early. You're a landscaper.
Nah.
He's in the running. Come on, Herbie, bring it home for the team.
Are you a pharmacist?
No.
No chance. Well,
you never know. And, like, the coronavirus, you'd have to be up 24/7 at the moment.
Well, the good news is, Nick, you've won a Dazzler's car wash voucher. Congrats.
Thank you.
What does someone that drive your car do for work?
I'm a concreter.
Oh, I knew you were a tradie.
Obvious.
You're close.
I wasn't.
Let's move on to Nick in Kyabram. Morning, mate. What car do you drive?
I drive a 1998 Toyota Land Cruiser Prado.
Oh. What colour would that be, Nick?
Dark blue.
Dark blue.
Are you in a relationship, Nick?
Yes.
Is there any baby seats in your car?
There's two.
Okay. I was going to say you're a full-time backpacker, but I won't go with that one.
I wish.
Oh, this is tough. Herbs, do you want to go first? Any ideas?
Are you a Sparky?
Incorrect.
Okay. Nick in Kyabram, I'm going to say you're not up early because you're a tradie.
Because he's
you're,
dad.
Well, no, I reckon he's gone to the gym before school. You're a school teacher.
No.
Oh.
What do you do, Nick?
I work in a factory.
Oh.
What do you do in the factory, mate? You a factory hand?
Not much.
What goes on in the factory? What factory is it?
I can't tell you that over the radio. Yeah,
he can't say he doesn't do much work and then tell us where he works.
Yeah, you get me in trouble.
Good on you, mate.
Look, you've won. You won a voucher to a car wash.
Excellent. I'm surprised you're a school teacher because the 1998 Prado is worth absolutely nothing. School teachers get more money than that.
Yeah,
you've got two kids you've got to pay for.
Yeah, I actually have twins. They're pretty.
Oh,
keep you nice and busy.
Yeah, mate, not a good idea.
Well, good on you, Nick. Have a good day at SBC, mate.
Cheers, guys.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie on Hit 96.9.
The show that everyone's talking about, Married at First Sight, continues tonight, 7:30 p.m. on Channel 9. One of the brides on the show is Connie, and she joins us on the phone now. Morning, Con.
Good morning. How are you?
We're good. Now, Connie, we were watching the show last night. We had your homestay. Johnny came, well, not to your house because he couldn't stay at your house, but to an Airbnb. We didn't get to see too much into it. How was the whole homestay experiment?
The whole entire homestay was actually quite good. It was just that one bit at the pub with my girlfriend that was really bad, but the rest of it was amazing. We on my homestay, I took Johnny shark diving.
Oh.
We had some great times at the wineries. Cooked him dinner and everything. It was a great dad came over, had a good time with him. It was a really good homestay. It was just the pub experience that was the negative of the whole thing.
Connie, we obviously only see the awkward parts on TV. During all those good moments when you're at the wineries, the shark diving, the things we don't see, are you having normal conversations or is it in the back of your head that it's a little bit awkward still as well?
Yeah, it was. This week was really awkward. Especially when we were at the winery, it was just because I've hit this point now in the experiment where I'm just flogging a dead horse, especially after what happened to me at the commitment ceremony on Sunday. It's those rose-coloured glasses definitely came off and I was a bit like, oh, all right, why are we still here? We try and make the most of it and have fun because we're here. There's no point in moping around. It's still a bit awkward.
We know the dinner party tonight is supposed to get a little bit heated. There's questions asked about honesty.
Mm-hmm.
Can you foreshadow or give us a little insight? Is tonight the night where you guys are officially done and dusted?
Yeah, it is. Yep. Tonight you will see. So much comes out, especially on his behalf. He really just stops sugarcoating and just really just tells me how it is and how he really feels about me.
Oh, well, look, we love you, Connie. In today, as we are, Can you say, are you in love with maybe someone else?
No, I can't say that.
How do you see, when you see on Instagram, I know the experiment was towards the end of last year, you've had, you know, the reunions and stuff like that since, but when you see on Instagram, like I saw over the weekend him partying with like Mikey and all that sort of stuff, does part of you like hate seeing that stuff still, or are the feelings completely gone now?
Yeah, like that absolutely hurts to see, especially because that was the night of my birthday and they were literally, you know, they were 5 minutes away from me and, you know, they all promised that they would come see me and have a drink with me for my birthday. And, yeah, they unfortunately couldn't sacrifice 1 hour of their night to celebrate their friend's birthday because they're too busy lapping up the D-grade celebrity life. So, yeah, it really, yeah, photos like that really like kind of do hurt.
Surely we could just invite you, Connie. It's not that hard to come have a drink. It's not like you're going to cramp their style.
Well, that's the thing. Like, I get it. Like, you're big celebrities now. Like, you've got to go to all these fancy, like, you got to go to all these fancy events. Like, I totally get it. But it's like, you know, I'm your mate. It's my birthday. Like, can't you just, like, put it aside for, like, 1 hour and just have a, like, drink with me, especially when all five of them promised they would be there. So
dog act by them. I reckon just unfollow them.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Like, it's just, I don't know, I don't know if it was the wrong move for me, but I did snap at a couple of them.
No, fair
some
enough.
Of them I expect it. Some of them I totally expect that behaviour from, but a few of them, it really did shock me.
Is it Michael that you'd expect it from?
Mikey, Jonathan and Yvonne totally expected it. It was Steve and David I was actually quite shocked with.
Beer changes everything, does it? Well, you're a Victorian girl yourself. We're based in the Golden Valley, just up the road. So why don't you come up here, Connie, when you've got a free weekend, and old Herbie and I will take you out for a night and you can get as much attention as we get you. We'd have fun.
Absolutely. It sounds like a great idea.
Oh. Well, drinks on us. Happy birthday, Connie.
Oh, thank you, guys.
We'll talk to you off air about that. But, Connie, best of luck for tonight. It's going to be a big night for you, 7:30 p.m. on Channel 9. Thank you for your time.
I should point out, Josiah's single and he's actually looking for someone. So if you want to move here, things could really work out.
We'll have to replay the experiment, but on the radio, though. Is that all right, Connie?
Yeah, why not?
Good on you, Con. Have a great day.
You too, guys.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie on Hit 96.9.
Look, today is St. Pat's Day. What a fun time.
She's doing a little Irish jig in the studio.
Little jig.
While you're there, why don't you do your best Irish accent? Go on.
to be sure.
Not bad.
I'd leave the potato farmer. Going to go down to the pub and have a pint of Guinness.
Oh, do you have any Irish in you?
I do, actually. I've never been there, but Mum's maiden name is Fitzgerald. So that'd be Fitzgerald. Natalie Fitzgerald.
Is that definitely Irish?
I think so, yeah.
So not Scottish?
No, it's definitely Irish. Definitely.
That's so not convincing.
99.9%.
All right, well,
sure.
St. Paddy's Day, what's going on? What are you up to today then if you're Irish?
For me...
You can't stop dancing now. The music's gone.
I'm jigging. I'm going to do some Irish dancing around the office.
Yep.
But there is a lot of things happening around the GV, and we know with celebrations over 500, they have been cancelled due to coronavirus. But there's a lot of smaller events going on, so we can still celebrate and have fun when things are a little bit scary in this world at the moment.
Well, lucky for me, I've got 498 Irish friends, so I'm going to catch up with them today and have a big party.
You're very lucky. So actually, at the Vic Hotel, the St. Pat's Day Irish Ewer Beer is happening from 10 a.m.
They do
is a
have
lot
Guinness
of fun.
On tap there, so yeah, at Flanagan's, so that'll be good.
An Irish dancing competition, prize for best dressed, and a shamrock face painting.
What do you wear if you're from Ireland? Besides a kilt, and a kilt Scotland as well, isn't
it? Yeah, kilt Scotland.
Very racist here.
But you could wear going all green. Is a good thing to go. Maybe get a shamrock.
You could dress up as a potato.
A potato, yes. A leprechaun.
A leprechaun?
I don't know why. They could be a leprechaun. It could go as a lot. It's a lot of fun. You could get... I know they're famous for their red hair.
How does the Herbstreit family normally celebrate St. Paddy's Day?
St. Paddy's Day? I tell you what, a lot of Guinness. A lot of Guinness.
Do you like a Guinness? I really love a Guinness.
I actually do.
Liquid meal. It's but a liquid meal.
Yeah, you can't sit on it. Forever, because I get quite full.
Yeah, you do. You don't want to have a big palmy with it.
No.
You don't want to be at the Shamrock in Echuca. They do a St. Paddy's Palmer on their 101.
Do they? Yeah, today?
No, they do it every day for their 101 Palmer
menu.
Yeah,
but today they should cancel the 100 and just have the one.
Agree. Smash that with a Guinness if you can finish it.
So I did a little Irish accent. Can you give us yours?
Nah, don't.
I know you're Albanian. We've heard it all before.
Nah.
But try and jump into a world of another.
Have you ever met an Albanian Irish guy?
Yeah, but you like to think you can do everything. So give us your best shot.
Because he sounds like this. No.
What? Go again. I need more.
No, you
don't. I do. Go.
I can't do it. To be sure.
That's all right.
I'm going to go play football with my friends. It's a bit Lord of the Rings, wasn't it?
I don't know what's going on there.
You know, I'm going to fire myself.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie on Hit 96.9.
Channel 9, 6 p.m. every night. You can watch the news. And our local reporter is Lexi Junowick. She joins us on the phone now. Now, Lex, somebody tells me you're not going to be on our screens tonight.
I know. I'm absolutely devastated. The good news is I don't have the dreaded C, but Nine has told all the regional journos throughout the state that we have to stay at home. And it's because of if a range of journos in the metro bulletins get sick, we need to be able to, jump in and kind of help out where necessary. So it's really designed to kind of, slow the spread. And even though I'm completely gutted that, I'm not going to be able to be getting out and about like I usually love doing throughout the weekend, it's just one of those things, It's a day-by-day situation, and there are so many people who are having to work from home as well. So I guess we're just, the next in many.
So you're in self-isolation to help prevent other people who get sick. You might pop in their place.
Yeah, exactly right. So the way our bosses have described it is like, I guess, little backups ready to kind of be dispatched when needed. So the good news is, though, is that we'll still be, keeping our eyes and ears out throughout the Goulburn Valley and Shepparton for any big and important stories that need to be told. But they'll be told through the Metro Bulletin. So it's a very fast-moving, dynamic situation. But, I just guess you keep on keeping, and I'll have to, check out some good Netflix shows in the time being.
I'll give you some recommendations off air. Just don't invite me over for Netflix and chill.
I know. the guard is up on that one.
Well, we might have to, because I came into your office yesterday and we had a conversation. Then when you messaged me this morning saying you're in isolation, I'm like, oh, no, now I have to. But you're okay.
I know I'm okay, but I don't know. I'll keep you posted.
Quick one locally. Your school, now we'll put it out there, you're originally a Melbourne girl, so this is your school in Melbourne. They've shut down for precautionary reasons. Are we going to guarantee that schools locally right here in the Goulburn Valley are going to follow suit?
Well, it's an interesting question, because my school in Melbourne was an independent, and there are a couple of independents around in the Goulburn Valley as well. So with them not being kind of government schools, it's at their discretion to make that choice. So it's really day by day. The government's still saying that they'll keep their schools open, but I can tell you the demand at the moment from a lot of parents that I've been speaking to and also just watching on the telly myself is that, they're keeping their kids at school as a precaution. So I think it's just a matter of time.
And we know here locally it's a problem, and across the country, all the supermarkets and the food. Do you know any more details or information on exactly how much food we've got here in the Goulburn Valley?
Well, I don't know exact figures, but I know that it's been widely publicised, Woolworths is going to be shutting at 8 p.m. on Wednesday to restock. So that's hopefully a good sign that their shelves are going to be, rearing to go on Thursday morning. A really important message that I want to get out there from Shepparton Food Share is that they're, running really low on supplies for those most in need, because people have been stripping the shelves and, just hoarding for their own homes and kind of forgetting about the people who, really, really need, just a roll of toilet paper or a can of soup. So I spoke to the wonderful people there, and they've just said, even if you can spare a can, a few rolls, it's going to make all the difference for people in need. And just check on, your neighbour if they need something. It's that simple. And I think in these crazy times, without sounding like Pollyanna, I think being kind and, just thinking of others is so important.
Agree, Lex, and I do. I've been wanting to say this all morning, actually, keep forgetting. On that note, check on the elderly as well. I spoke to Dad last night, his foster mum. She's in her 90s and lives on her own, and it's really important that even if you speak to them once a fortnight, once a week, step that up and check in on them, not just in case something happens, but because they are feeling extra vulnerable in these times, because they read these headlines and stuff and get and panic even more. So make sure you check on them. Make sure you look after people like Foodshare as well. It's not about us, that we are more privileged in these times. Yeah. For all those people out there, stop thinking about yourselves and do what you can for others. Lexi, Channel 9 tonight, 6 p.m. on Channel 9. We probably won't see you, but thank you for being here.
You won't see me, but I'll be there in spirit, and you'll have the wonderful Peter Hitchener anchoring tonight. Pete. So everyone loves a bit of Hitchy, and we all love Joe as well, but it'll be good to see his beautiful face as well.
Well, we look forward to the backup squad hopefully being on our TV soon.
Flying the GB flag, guys.
Good on you, Lex. Stay safe in isolation. Yeah. We'll speak to you soon.
Cheers, guys.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie on Hit 96.9.